This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All the insight and analysis from Gina and Heather just now aside, there are some things a job report just can't tell us. For one thing, what it's like for companies trying to find workers right now and workers trying to find jobs. Because over the past couple of 3-4 years, a lot has changed on both sides of that equation, and that can make the matchmaking process tough. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore and Kristen Schwab. Take it from there.
For a lot of 2023, companies felt like recession was lurking around the corner, always just a few months away. Maybe not, but maybe.
Felt like we were walking a bit on eggshells, right? Everyone was holding their breath, waiting for something to happen.
John Asdell is a vice president at recruiting, staffing, and talent firm Robert Half. He says employers thought maybe we should not be hiring quite so much.
For applicants, that can be frustrating. Take Frederique Bazin, who's 49 and lives near Boston. She was laid off from her job in marketing and commercial strategy last spring. Since then,
I've applied to 106 jobs.
She's gotten rejection emails from about half.
A quarter of them, just they go into a deep black hole. And then maybe another quarter, there's been some level of engagement.
When Bazin does get an interview, the process is long, like this one job she's a finalist for. Over months, she's met with multiple executives and given a panel presentation. Then last week, the company paused hiring.
I may have spent in total maybe 25 hours on this role that is now pushed out another 6 months.
It's hard to know why. She wonders if they're keeping her on the sidelines while they look for someone younger or someone who costs less.
The sad truth is, a lot of companies do not really care about how the hiring process feels to applicants.
Some organizations never have a challenge hiring.
Susan Lamott is CEO of consulting firm Exaquio. Maybe they have a strong brand or just never have a lack of people applying.
They're the ones that seem to deprioritize candidate experience.
And some companies may have thought that as the labor market cooled, they were about to get the upper hand, says John Asdell at Robert Half.
They go out into this market expecting there to be probably more applicants than there were in 21 and 22. And I think that they're somewhat disappointed.
Employers with pent-up desire to hire assumed they'd have the pick of the litter this year. Turns out they are the litter.
Really talented candidates are getting multiple offers when you're trying to hire them. It's still competitive.
But it's more competitive for job seekers, too. With remote work, there are more opportunities, but that means going up against more people. Career coach Eliana Goldstein says when that happens, employers can make remote work work for their bottom line.
So you're based in New York and I'm going to hire someone in Birmingham, Alabama, and be able to pay them a potentially lower salary, that's going to be advantageous.
So in some ways, it sounds like both employers and job seekers feel a little powerless.
We can't measure feelings, but we can measure who technically has the upper hand, at least very broadly. Aaron Sojourner, a labor economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, has a number for it.
It's called the labor leverage ratio.
You take the number of employees who quit, who are saying, take your job, I don't need it, and divide it by the number of employees who are fired, where the employer is saying, we don't need you.
And that ratio is sort of at a record high.
Meaning employers need workers more than workers need employers.
But looking for a new job, trying to hire a new person, these are just things that are hard, maybe even unpleasant parts of life.
No matter what the labor market numbers say. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab.
And I'm Sabri Benishore
for Marketplace.